This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, May 14th. Well, cattle markets have been a bit of a roller coaster here. Had a nice little pop to the upside after the grain market took a pretty big hit from the crop report and also a bridge closure over the Mississippi River, which also shut down barge traffic under that bridge. That sent grain prices on a sharp downdraft yesterday. And the cattle markets have responded positively to the break in the grains, but it's a little disconcerting yesterday that we couldn't hold those gains, especially in the feeders when corn markets were really on the ropes. Feeder cattle took a shot to the upside, but just struggled to hang on to that. In fact, we were down over a buck at one point, a couple bucks, in fact, and then the market basically closed kind of mixed. But live cattle prices down sharply yesterday, even despite higher cash trade. So there's something going on there in the cattle space that's causing some pretty big red flags. So it does appear that we've had our correction to the upside. It was pretty brief, but considering yesterday's price action, then I'm guessing that we're probably starting our next leg down that will take us into that June time frame. So on the back month cattle, that's going to turn out to be a double top. On the front months, we never really got close to testing the highs from early April, but we got our correction about halfway back, and now we're starting that next downward leg with a fair amount of velocity. Now, it kind of defies logic because the cash trade has been higher this week. We've been firm that box beef is just crazy strong. But the cash trade, a lot of cattle sold so far already this week at around average of 120. That's up one on the week. Dress trade around 191 is up two on the week. The box beef values have just been pushing higher every day this week. Yesterday was up another 170 at 317 on the choice. Select was down 125 at 296. So just in the last week, just in 4 days, since last Friday, the choice has rallied 11 bucks and the select has rallied 6 bucks. So the spread, of course, jumping significantly. We're at 2087. Yesterday, 106 loads were moved. So we see the volume picking up a little bit, not a lot, but it seems to be having a more firm undertone to it. Slaughter rates running just a little bit behind the week prior. We're at 466,000 head. That's down 4,000 from last week. It's still up about 90,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index, finally seeing some positive numbers. 3 days in a row, how about that? That we've seen some positive numbers. Not huge, but at least we're turning the tide, probably. So we're sitting at 131.01 on the feeder cattle index. That was up 44 cents yesterday. And Wednesday up 12 cents, Tuesday up 30 cents. So again, we're not seeing huge changes, but this is a running average. So at least we're seeing some positive numbers and enough positive numbers to get that average turning to the upside. Export sales last week were disappointing again at 13,100 tons. Last week we were disappointed at 16,000 tons, and this week is even a little bit worse. So Japan took 4,100 of that, China took 2,400, and South Korea bought 2,000 even. Pork export sales at 14,700 tons. Mexico took 5,300, China 3,000, Japan took 2,900. So the pork export sales have fallen off a cliff as well. We'll see if that continues, but certainly the demand has really slowed down for the red meat as far as export demand. The supply-demand report on Wednesday giving us an outlook for next year's beef supply and demand situation. For 2022, USDA is projecting that beef production will be down about 2% from this year at 27.4 billion pounds. That's down 570 million pounds. Exports about unchanged at 3.2 billion pounds. Imports about unchanged at 2.9 billion pounds. And the average price is certainly seeing an improvement, up $6 per hundred at 122. And for 2021, that would be, the average is around 116. So It's a long way to go to get out of 2021, but these are the projections for next year. And of course, that's going to take into consideration herd liquidation, which I think we're seeing some acceleration of this year. Started in earnest last year with significant drought across a huge swath of the West, and that was pushing cattle into the feedlots. This year, it's the northern plains that are pushing cattle into the feedlots because of drought across Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, western Minnesota, up into Iowa, the Canadian prairies. It's a very large region, big cattle country there. And so we're seeing a mass movement of cattle coming off of grass that would have gone to grass, going into feedlots. And that was a huge component of what was pressing feeder cattle down in the first place. In a normal year where you have good grazing conditions in the southern plains, which in the south not so much, Texas has not been that great, but Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, they're fine for grazing conditions. And normally you see strong demand for calves that would push the feeder cattle index higher into early May. This year, I think it's just it appears it's just the opposite. Because of the big movement off the northern plains, that pressured the index. So my guess is we're going to see a bottom in the index in early May instead of a top. Now, we're still quite discount to the front month futures, so I think the board has quite a bit of room to move to the downside before you even up with the cash index. The May feeders are still sitting about a $6 premium, but when you jump out to August, we're at $19 premium. So something's going to give there. Obviously, the futures market expects that feeder cattle prices will bounce quite well. Maybe they will if demand for beef stays strong, which I think it will through the summer. Normally you see a kind of a lull, but given the resurgence of the economy, people getting back out and just reopening everything, there's massive pent-up demand for pretty much everything, and beef will get swept up in that. One would think that would at least shore up valuations for the feedlots and certainly for feeder cattle. But moving forward, the feeder cattle will be the first to really respond to the herd liquidation. Obviously, you're going to have a smaller calf crop. You're going to have just fewer numbers available to the feedlot. If demand stays strong for beef, then obviously that's going to turn the tide there. But I think in the meantime, right in front of us, feedlots still are very front loaded and they are struggling to stay current, but it appears that they're doing a pretty decent job of that if they can push cash prices higher, which they've been able to do this week. And again, retail demand is stellar. Profit margins for the packers are huge. The incentive would be for them to process as many as they can. And I think COVID regulations and precautions are slowing that down. Now, that may change with the CDC removing the mask mandate and saying if you're fully vaccinated, you're good to go, which is just great news. But we'll see where that translates as far as packing capacity. If they really open up those lines, get the chains moving quicker, then you're going to see, I think, a pretty big surge in beef production, obviously. And that might break things loose. That might their margins would drop, but they're still going to have good profits, and they're going to be pulling a lot more cattle on the front end. So we'll see how that materializes. And of course, that would be happening probably more so in the near term as you get into some tighter supplies in the feedlots down the road. So we'll see how that all plays out. It'll be interesting to see how quickly beef production ramps up if indeed if you're fully vaccinated and you don't have to take the precautions anymore, that certainly bodes well for picking up the pace of production. So that would bode well for the cow-calf guy and also the feedlot operators, and while probably whittling away at the profit margins of the packers. So a lot going on in the cattle space, and I think that demand is there. Demand is strong, shored up well. Export demand is a little sluggish, but it's really domestic demand that's going to drive price. And that doesn't appear that that's going to decline very much in the near term. It's feeder cattle I'm more worried about through the summer, that with the drought across the north, it just doesn't seem to be improving at all. you're going to continue to see herd liquidation across the north, and that'll keep a lot of numbers in the feedlots, which I would expect in this month's supply demand report, you're going to see a big surge in placements for the month of April and probably still continuing into May in next month's report. That keeps the feedlots full, and that's going to be a struggle to keep feeder cattle, I think, supported. Now, of course, live cattle had the bigger break yesterday, so clearly something's going on there too. But I think in the near term, right in front of us, we're probably going to see another leg down that takes us into the month of June, and which is kind of typical from a seasonal perspective. And then we'll see where we go from there. But I think we still got one more push down on both the lives and the feeders. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.